She's a little ray of sunshine, and she's Crystal Pelkey, the producing director of The Underground, joining us to talk about theater on the radio this morning. Hey, Crystal, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you. Somebody posted on Facebook, I can't remember their exact words, but something like Annapurna was life-changing. And that's a show that is up now at the Underground. Do you think it's life-changing? And how come you suppose they wrote that?
You know, it's actually, Lisa, on our main stage at the Duluth Playhouse. It's part of the 2015-16 season. And I think it is life-changing in several different ways. What's unique about this play, which is different from a lot of the shows that you might see on the main stage, is that it's two people. It's a man and a woman, and it's 90 minutes. It's this thrill roller coaster ride through emotions and humanity. It's a woman who left her husband in the middle of the night with her child 20 years ago. And she finds out that he's not doing well, and she's kind of on a mission. She comes back to find him living in a trailer in the mountains in Colorado. And what happens from there is just, it's a magic of two actors telling a very human story on stage. So I think that, whatever layers you come to meet these characters at, whatever you're bringing with you when you come to the theater, you walk away with this raw storytelling, which is so very unique and also extremely different from tap numbers that you might have seen for 42nd Street with 30 people tapping on stage, telling this really great, fun, entertaining, exciting story. And it's a really powerful show, and it's been really interesting to see how a two-person play gets put together from kind of the behind-the-scenes aspect to what it takes to put on a full-scale musical. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience so far, and it's opened last night, so I hope people really enjoy the show.
Did you have the opportunity last night to watch people coming out of the theater? I love to watch people coming out of the theater of a live show. And looking at them and trying to gauge, did they get it? What did they get? What were you seeing on people's faces as they left the theater?
You know, what's really interesting about that is kind of my role in patron services with the Playhouse is that I am very, very interested in understanding, you know, how the work we do in the arts impacts the people that come to the shows. And I often find myself asking either friends that I know, but more interested in people that I don't know, you know, thank you for coming. Did you enjoy the show? What did you feel? How did this make you feel? How are you doing? You know, thank you so much. And, you know, what's interesting with this show is that it kind of leaves people speechless for a moment, which I find really unique and very interesting reaction. And it's a very moving, it's very emotional, so some people are crying, you know, are wiping their tears when they're coming out of the theater. It's a very interesting thing to see how the work we do impacts the people that are coming to the show. And so, yes, I do. I often stay and talk to people and see what they felt about the show, and any kind of feedback is really helpful in the arts in terms of what they liked, what they didn't like, how they respond to a piece is really helpful for us in planning and future shows and the kind of work that we bring to Duluth. As I mentioned, this is something not typical for the main stage to have a two-person play, but we're especially interested in terms of seeing how people respond to this show.
Crystal, when people left the recent production of Chris Monroe's Sneaky Sheep, were they wiping their eyes?
They were, like, rubbing their bellies from laughing so hard, I think. They were so entertained. And we joked in the office that I think we thought adults enjoyed this show even more than kids because Kristen Rowe's work is so clever, and she's so clever. And what the TYA, the Theater for Young Audiences Ensemble, did with that show was hilarious. They had a rapping monkey with a tool belt, you know, entertaining children and families, and it was so much fun. It was incredibly fun to work with her her books to bring those characters to life, and she was such a great sport about it. She is one of my favorite local authors and very, I guess, is non-diva a word? Like, I don't know what the opposite of a diva is, but she's just so, so down to earth and so warm and so gracious in allowing the Playhouse to have some fun with her books and tell those stories that they were not crying. Well, maybe crying from joy, maybe.
Yeah, or, you know, when you really, really laugh and the tears spurt out of your eyes like Sweet Pea and Popeye.
Yeah, I have laughed so hard that I cried in it. It may have been during this show, actually. So, yeah.
Local artist becomes local author, becomes local playwright, produced by local people for local people. Does it get any better than that?
Yeah, it does not, actually. And the local aspect is really, really exciting for us, but we also met some people that have come up from Minneapolis to see our Theater for Young Audiences shows who have said, this is so much fun. They came to our Trampled by Turtles show that we fairy tale we did last summer, and they came back and they said, for this age group, like, this is so fun what you're doing. Like, we've watched the calendar. We saw when you were doing it. We made sure that we came up for it. So that's also exciting, too, you know, the local aspect, but also regionally that our work is impacting other people and that they're seeking it out and coming to visit us is pretty cool.
Love it. All of the culture of Minneapolis and much better camping. That should be our new slogan up here. What do you think?
I will sign up for that for sure.
Crystal, thanks a million for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Sounds great, Lisa. Thank you.
Crystal Pelkey of The Underground and the Duluth Playhouse. She joins us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.